The main thing is that Parliament is to look at all the state appointments, all of them, including this time around the cabinet ministers, what we call cabinet secretaries. Once the list is out, they're going to submit it to Parliament, and the first house to look at it is going to be the Select Committee on Appointments. This Select Committee is what Parliament is going to approve today in terms of the membership, the composition of the Select Committee on Appointments. And it is this house that we'll look at the list, we'll do the initial vetting of the proposed appointments, and it's after that that the list is going to be presented to the plenary of the House.
Honorable Chanda, who will be involved in this committee? How many members do you foresee being in this committee that could vet the ministers?
The number of the entire committee is around 19 people. The 19 is constituted based on the proportion of the coalition membership in the House. So it means that the ruling coalition has more members. They'll definitely have more members in the Select Committee. But besides that, the main people, the main players in terms of the selection of the people who are supposed to participate in the committee are the whips, the majority whip and the minority whip, majority leader and the minority leader. And then there's also the speaker. So that's the initial group, and then there's what's called a subcommittee on selection. So the selection committee, which was constituted last week, is the one that will participate together with the whips in terms of getting to know or in terms of giving out the shortlist of the people who constitute eventually the appointment subcommittee.
Will there be a time frame by which this committee will vet these ministers that are submitted?
They are 14 days. They are allowed to work for 2 weeks.
Will Parliament allow broadcast of the vetting process?
They might do that because now the committee meetings are public. So it means that the Select Committee might want to conduct, particularly maybe interviews or the process of selection, they might do it in public. It's allowed now.
What should Kenyans expect from this vetting process? Because I hear this will mostly be the first time Kenyan ministers are publicly vetted in this manner by Parliament.
Definitely, there's quite a bit of anxiety. That's number one. The anxiety partly caused by the time. It has taken a little bit longer before President Uhuru brings up the list. So this has been really upping up the excitement generally. And besides that, they might want to be very careful because the entire lot will have to be subjected to the floor of the House, to the plenary of the House. So the committee on appointments might want to do a thorough job such that when finally the whatever they have approved gets to the plenary of the House, it's expected that they'll get least resistance.
How enthusiastic do you think Kenyans will follow this process?
Definitely, the process is new. I think that's something that must be accepted. It's new. But it's not new in the sense that we've not done this kind of a job before in the country. A lot of these constitutional appointments, since the new constitution was put in place, has been undergoing a lot of vetting, public processes, where the public can complain, they can bring in their own issues to the committee. And so the process is not very new to the country. Something related to this or closer to this we've been doing since last year. For various appointments, not necessarily for the ministers.
But for the ministers, this will be the first time?
For the ministers, this is going to be the first time.
Since the country's independence, correct?
Since, yes. All along, it has been the president doing the appointments throughout.